This is an MUT Radio podcast. You're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Sindile Ngobese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. The Focus Conference, which is organized by the Teaching and Learning Development Center at Mangosuthu University of Technology, continues to spread its wings, transforming itself into a premier teaching and learning conference. Over and above international input from international education experts, this year's installment of the conference will be remembered for its push towards getting the proceedings to the international community. And this is not a surprise given what the conference chair and acting deputy vice chancellor in teaching and learning at MUT, Dr. Manyane Makua and Dr. Poinko Sigomete, conference content director and acting senior director, said last time. They said they would be pushing the bar even higher. Dr. Makua says the proceedings will be in the Advances in Social Science, Education and Humanities Research Series of the Atlantis Press.
Us have invited us back to their own events, and interestingly, they always give a thumbs up to what we do in South Africa. For the first time this year, our proceedings will be published by Atlantis Press. We've already signed the contract with them and would like to encourage all people who will present their papers, who are keen to have those published, to see and develop their papers into publishable articles. We've also secured a deal to publish a book by IGI Global Publishers, and the title of the book is Sustaining Higher Education Through Resource Allocation, Learning Design Models, and Academic Development.
In other news, Advocate Dalimpofu says that the law should not be bent to favor certain individuals. Pofu is part of the former President Jacob Zuma's defense team. He says the riots in parts of the country last July were fanned by people who felt some rules had been bent and the law had failed them.
Stupid. People don't have to go to law school or any school for that matter to know when they are being robbed. Yeah. They will know that the rules are being bent and they are being changed because it's so-and-so.
Yeah.
And then when it's so-and-so, they go like this. That's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for example, people, one cannot condone what happened last year. You know, the
riots,
the loss of life. Yeah. But the point of the matter is that some of it, maybe not all of it, some of it was driven by people feeling that, no, this is now completely unfair.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.